Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. So what does taking care of yourself, loving yourself, have to do with running a Beyond Common, profitable, successful business anyway? What does it have to do with it? That's funny. People ask this all the time. How do I have an entire module inside of the Beyond Common Success Essentials training that is dedicated to loving yourself, taking care of yourself? How is this related to running a successful business? And what I can tell you is that if you do not show yourself some love and appreciation, then how are you going to show up as the best version of yourself? Business is not for the faint of heart. It is hard. It is challenging. It will kick your butt. If you do not have the energy and wherewithal to go through the bumps and bruises that come with the territory, which is like, you know, there are days that it feels like everybody in the world punched you in the gut. There are days when you have to hold your head up high and the world around you is crumbling, right? There are so many things that are out of our control that we have to take care of and just choose the right behavior for the situation. Situation is not in our control, but our behavior and how we respond to what happens is. So we have to first start with loving ourselves. In business and in leadership, if you are feeling doubt, if you are feeling not appreciated, not loved, if there's any insecurity around that, it shows up in the most ugly ways, especially inside salon companies. So I cannot stress this enough. The thing is that you can chase after all the tactical strategies in the world, but if you don't understand that you are worthy of success and you are worthy of showing yourself genuine love and kindness, and the thing is you don't have to wait for someone else to do it. If you haven't found that best friend that makes you feel amazing, treat yourself like the best friend that you wish you had. And I promise you, those friends will start to show up for you. But you have to set the tone. You have to set it out into the universal energetic sphere to get it. So loving yourself is how you take care of yourself. In turn, that's going to provide such a way for you to serve others. Because when we are genuinely living our purpose, grounded into who we truly are, our soul's on fire, we're like wide open, loving it, we choose better members to hire, we choose the right team members to invest in, we attract more of the right type of clients that are going to rave about what we're doing. This all happens first by taking care of ourselves. I never will understand how an industry that is all about beauty, self-care, love has never done any studies, anything to show salon owners, here says, to take care of themselves. This is something that I wish I knew earlier. And when it comes to like how I just always want to help people achieve more, bigger, better, faster. So the thing is like, if there was one thing I can go back and say to my 20-year-old self, it would be that you are more than enough. You've got this. You are absolutely timeless at every age and stage. You've got this. And you already have all the knowledge and wisdom within you. So just do it. The thing is all those years I wasted worried about what other people thought, not taking action because someone else was going to judge. I gave away my power and that did not serve me. Even like it made me not have the best moments of leadership. It was not until I decided that, you know what? I don't need validation from anyone else. They are not going to make me feel better. Once you fully wholeheartedly find a way to love yourself, flaws and all, it takes away the power for anyone else to tear you down. And that's the type of person people like to be around, that or not. And it's still all good. Anyway, the thing is that so many people worry about if they're their true self, that no one's going to like them. That's fine. You don't want those people around anyway. The best people to love and support you are the people that know the real you and stay anyway. So sometimes this is like a really, like this is just a deep dive for people. Like they have never even thought about it. So we walk you through a process that is really about getting clear on your vision and what really supports you so that you can really, like sometimes it's as simple as like, well, what brings me joy? What makes me happy? I don't know. I haven't had any happiness in a while. And that's an answer I've got from a lot of clients that I've coached. And the thing is that I understand that I had put myself in that prison that I created with my own doing at one point in my leadership career. So I understand that fully. The thing is we have to pull ourselves out of it and say, okay, if I could not fail and money and time were an unlimited supply, right? Because let's face it, it is. Okay. What would I do for fun? I would hike across the Golden Gate Bridge. I would fly to Machu Picchu and do the climb. I would go to the hospital and hold babies all day. I would donate at a charity. I would do free haircuts. I mean, whatever it is, just go do it. Whatever it is. It could be getting up and dancing. For me, I like to have fun little mugs. Today's magical. I want every day to be magical, right? So the thing is that it doesn't matter what it is, go do that. Go do whatever it is that you love. It's super important. And just go that way. So inside the Beyond Common Success Essentials training, we have put together inside the module, there's like a whole module that's all about, you know, self-care, self-love, and what that looks like. There's different ideas for me time activities, things that you can check in with. And then there's actions that you can take to really grow, say you grow your income, you know, something like that. So you might not think, like, so you have a goal that I want to grow my income by $15,000. Okay, what would me loving myself and taking care of myself have to do with it? Well, it's going to give you confidence. You showing up as your best self attracts more of that like-minded energy. So that is very much one of the most important steps on your way to becoming that best version of yourself. So recently, because there's been such a struggle with self, like love and support and self-care, I created, let me stop the share here and I have to go to a different screen. Sorry. The thing is that I created this and you can get yours today if you are interested. This is a little, it's a guide to self-love. It's a workbook that walks you through taking a self-love assessment and how to put this into a daily practice. So this is just my free gift because so many people are suffering from, you know, mental illness, from isolation, from loneliness, sadness, just not feeling loved and appreciated. This is so true in our industry. And it is, you know, just been amplified by everything that's gone on. So let's take a moment and love ourselves. Let's have this daily practice, right? Every day, showing ourselves some love. This is so important. And this is my free gift to you so that you can just walk yourself through exactly what it takes to truly find happiness. So some of these questions might not come to you right away. And then you want to take a minute and meditate about it. You know, use essential oils, whatever your meditation practices. Maybe you don't have one, and maybe it's going on a walk. Maybe it's through prayer. Whatever works for you, clear your mind and get tuned in and ask from your heart, you know, how important is my own happiness? What, you know, in what ways do I already show myself some love? And then there's like questions about how to process that guilt and those feelings of things that we don't always, you know, deal with. Then there is the journey. Like, when do I feel the most loved? Like, I feel loved when I have completed X, Y, and Z, like whatever that looks like. It's different for everybody. You know, I feel confident. What makes you feel the most confident? Is it like when you get up and you do have time for meditation and prayer and a workout before you go to the salon? Is it that I feel blessed when someone tells me, oh my God, you taught me how to do this, and I'm so grateful for that. So sometimes you have to go and share that. Like, who are your mentors? Reach out to them and tell them how much you appreciate what they've done for you. Or seek out some mentors to guide you. There are so many different things, and then extend gratitude. So this just walks you through. And sometimes it's like old habits that we thought we released, but they're lingering. So you need to release those. And what new skills can you bring in that would make you feel joyful and happy? Like, I did not know how to edit podcasts, but I learned that last year. I did not know anything about video editing. I learned that. It sucked for a minute, but I'm genuinely happy because I can teach that to others, and I can make it simple now so that people can really learn in a simplistic way instead of overcomplicating it. So there are things sometimes that don't feel like self-care and self-love, but you know, it's part of what you need to learn to get to the next level. That is genuine love and appreciation for yourself. So just really understand that. This guidebook walks you through how to make it a daily focus. This is super intense and so simple. You just fire it off. You don't have to overthink this. Just take a minute, pray, meditate, get in tune with your heart and soul, and then write down, you know, with a pencil, write down everything that you've got going on. Then there's a monthly and a daily focus, something you can do to vision cast, and then track yourself. This is my favorite part because you want to do this for at least 30 days. 30 days is going to make it a habit, 30 days of tracking it, and then keep going if you want to. This is just something really fun, and I really encourage you to do this 30-day self-love tracker. It's so important, and it is the best gift we can give each other, give ourselves, right? The kinder you are to you, the nicer you are to everyone else. So sometimes we have to step away from this and say, okay, I can't look at this like self-love because I've been raised to think that was selfish. And trust me, I got this because this is my life too. So I had to reframe it for myself for a long time. And here's what I did. I know I need to serve people and I want to help people. The only way I can serve from this greatest place of goodness deep in my heart is by making sure I'm at my best. So if I mess that up, then I'm messing it up for everyone. So when I switched it to say, okay, the best way I can serve my family, the best way I can serve my team is to take care of me, that changed everything. Then I started was like, yeah, it's so great to get enough sleep, to have time to think before you start the day instead of just walking into chaos. And I used to do that. I used to hit snooze and do all this crazy stuff. But it's been probably like 5 or 6 years since I stopped hitting snooze, and I just am all in on making sure I'm present and how I show up to, you know, open the salon doors, and then to what I do with my, you know, private coaching clients now, how I show up for video training, how I show up for podcasts. So the thing is that get really clear on that, have time carved out for yourself. Maybe you don't want to do it in the morning. Maybe it's in the evening. I know statistics show that morning's the best time. And I used to tell myself I wasn't a morning person. So the moment I released that thought and stopped believing it and put a new thought in, like, I get up in the morning because I want to serve my team in the most powerful way possible. I do this because it makes me a better leader. When I put it about how I could do it for others, and then got other people, other leaders to be a part of it with me, it just really snowballed. So that's why I created this this video training so you know what to do with it and why I really, really, really am so passionate about empowering women to spend time on self-love and self-care. I want you to know I love and appreciate you. You're absolutely amazing and absolute perfection just as you are. I hope you have the most beyond common week and I cannot wait to see you on the next one. Take care. And to get this, make sure you click the link so that you can get your free guide to self-love and self-care. Take care. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSerino.com. Remember, beyond common growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.